On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join attorney, best-selling author, and motivational speaker, April H. Collins, as she shares her stories of Only the Strong Survive.
Weekends in the fall means football, football, and more football. Some of us will boldly root for our teams this weekend with our matching gear on. Go Bulldogs, Roll Tide, and War Eagle. And to my alma mater, go Blazers. Sometimes, though, our teams let us down. They might lose a few games that we feel they should have won, but we rarely give up on them after just a couple of losses. We are rarely so ashamed that we stop rooting for them. We don't hide our team gear to never have to see it again. The next weekend, we're back at it, rooting and cheering them on. What about when it comes to our faith or our Christianity? Do we boldly proclaim the cause of Jesus Christ? Do people see Christ in us when they see us? When God hasn't answered a prayer the way that we would have liked, do we feel like He has failed us? Do we become ashamed to proclaim His name? Do we stop doing the things that He has commanded us to do? Our connection to God must be stronger than our connection to our favorite football team. We must boldly proclaim our faith by living the life that He has commanded us to live.
For more information about Only the Strong Survive, visit WJOU.org.